sorry. I'm trying to get used to something new. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Out of Egypt, I have called my son. That's the phrase that really stuck out for me in the gospel reading this week. Out of Egypt, I have called my son. The reason it stuck out was because for that prophecy to be fulfilled required great patience on the part of Joseph. Now, you've all heard about the patience of Job, but it's the patience of Joseph, the righteous man that we talked of last week, that's so impressive in today's lesson. Listen, look at verse 13. It says, "When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. 'Get up,' he said, 'take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.'" That part about the angel telling Joseph, "Stay there until I tell you," that's also kind of a kicker for me. For how long a time that stay there was, we don't know with any great certainty. This passage, as we talked about in our opening, this passage of Scripture tells us that Herod had all the male babies, 2 years old and younger, killed in and around Bethlehem. Also, that when the angel of the Lord had Joseph return to Israel, Archelaus was reigning as king since his father Herod had died. That would seem to indicate that Joseph was likely waiting in Egypt for something along the lines of anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years at least. But when he went down to Egypt, at the direction of the angel of the Lord, Joseph was told only to wait there until I tell you. And the reason, as we talked about, was to protect the life of the baby Jesus, the child. There was much that Joseph wasn't told or that Joseph knew about. He surely had no idea of the slaughter of the innocents that would follow his leaving for Egypt with Mary and Jesus. He had no way to know of the coming death and martyrdom of those who died. He also had no idea how long he would wait or sojourn in Egypt. He wasn't told anything other than go. Go, take the child and his mother. Go to Egypt to protect the child and wait. Wait for the angel of the Lord to bring word. God put him in Egypt, and he waited with his young family to be called home to Israel. God said to wait there in safety, and I will call you back. I will bring you back. That was the promise God made to Joseph. Now, God also made a promise to the father of another man named Joseph to return him to the land of Canaan. In the book of Genesis, God promises Joseph's father, remember the patriarch Joseph sold into slavery by his brothers. God promises that Joseph's father, Jacob, that he should go down into Egypt during the famine to what? Save his family. To save his family. And that God promised to then bring him back. That's one reason, by the way, the land of Canaan, the land of Israel, is known as the Promised Land. It's the land God promised to Abraham, Isaac, and then to Jacob, Joseph's father. And Canaan is the land that Joseph swore to return Jacob to. That's the land of promise. And in today's gospel lesson, Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, is given the same promise by God. Go down to Egypt, protect your family, and wait there till I bring you back. God made a promise to return Joseph and his young family back to the land of Israel. There is such beautiful symmetry to what God does, isn't there? And yet, it isn't there just for the beauty of it either. It's there to teach us. To teach us to trust God and His word of promise. That promise is there for all who will believe Him. God sent Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus down to Egypt with the promise to Joseph that by this his family, like the patriarch Joseph's family during the famine, his little family would be saved from death, and then he would call him back home. Egypt was not to be the land of promise. It was the land of sojourn. It was the land of safety till the promise was fulfilled, like I spoke about with the kids, at the right time, when the work was done. God always does the right thing at the right time. And there's also a lesson in that for us. He's made us a promise through that boy, Jesus, that Joseph takes down to Egypt to one day call us home to the promised land of heaven. But that will only be at the right day and time. Not before and not later either. Just as he did with Jacob and Joseph, sending them into Egypt during the famine and bringing them back. And as he did with Joseph and Mary and Jesus, sending them to Egypt to escape death and returning them by his word of promise. So he will also restore to us his land of promise at the right time. In today's lesson, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus had to wait in Egypt until Herod died before it was the right time. Joseph, when he went down to Egypt, like with the stocking with the kids, Joseph couldn't see the plan. It's like a tapestry. When you see only the working side of it, you can't see the finished and completed pattern the craftsman is putting into the design. So also with God's timing. This side of the tapestry, we can't see the pattern God is creating. But we trust. We trust that all things are happening in His time. Now, as we come to the close of one year and the exciting start of a new year, it's the right time to remember that God is in charge. God is in charge of the timing of all things. For the life of our congregation and for our individual lives, God knows where He's safely taking us. Like Joseph, we have been given God's promise that He'll call us home when the time is right. But also like Joseph, we're to make a living while we wait. We're to be about the task of raising our family. Now, for us as a congregation, that means moving ahead with what do we do here? We are hearing, sharing, and living the gospel. That's right. We move ahead with that. We do those things while we sojourn here on earth. Joseph went, as he was told, and took care of his family while he waited. And then, when God called him home, he obediently went. But while he was in Egypt, like when all Israel was in Egypt under Pharaoh, God was tempering him. That is, God was making him ready for what was to come next. Being in Egypt wasn't simply a safe placeholder. It was a furnace or a kiln of sorts. It was a time that was used to prepare Joseph and Mary for what was to follow. Now, you know, when you make a piece of pottery, you don't just take the clay, make a pot, and use it. You have to put the pot in the kiln, in the fire, to temper it in order to make it useful. All the hard work that goes into making the pot will be wasted if the clay isn't tempered by fire and made sturdy so that what's put into it is preserved and doesn't run all over the place. Tempering. Tempering makes the pot keep its shape and makes it safe to use. Once it's fired, then it can be glazed and decorated. And that decorating means going back into the fire again. And that can happen multiple times depending on what the pot is to be used for. God sometimes puts us in the fire more than once to temper us. He knows what he wants to accomplish with us. And he uses things like a sojourn in Egypt to make us tempered. Sometime when you go to CNC or you go to Walmart, go into the garden section and take a look at the variety of flower pots that you can buy. And look at one, pick one up, and you'll notice that the maker of the flower pot usually marks them. They're proud of the work that they did. And so they do that. And be sure to take a look at that mark. And then remember, God does that with you. With you. He's put his mark on you in your baptism. You bear his seal on you. And he wants others to know that you are his. You belong in his family. And he is familiar with you. Just as the potter's mark was made on the flower pot that you buy, so you've been given the family mark. It's the mark of the cross, where Jesus, the Lamb of God, died for the sins of the world. That mark is on your forehead and on your heart, and it identifies you as one redeemed by the blood of Christ, the Son of God, the Son God called out of Egypt according to his promise. At any rate, when Joseph took Mary and Jesus to Egypt, he also had to leave behind all that was familiar, all the comfortable relatives and friends and places, all of that. He left that behind at the word of the angel of the Lord. Now, that certainly wasn't an easy thing to do, but he did it. He left what was known and what was comfortable and went where God directed him. And it was to a place of safety. But he had God's promise. He had God's promise that he would return when the time was right. And it didn't happen in just a few days or even weeks. It was months and perhaps years, but it was time. It was time spent living only on the promise of God. And as Joseph waited with such great patience, he kept busy taking care of his family. Now, I've no doubt that Joseph practiced his carpentry while waiting for God's call to return to Israel. In fact, who knows? Joseph may have learned a new thing or two about carpentry while he was down there. Things he would not have learned if he had simply returned to Nazareth straight away after Jesus was born. The timing of that return was in God's hands. And Joseph simply had to wait. That's like us. That's like us. We too have the promise of Jesus that what he, the Lamb of God, did in dying on the cross and in rising again from the grave has given us the guarantee that we too will be called home to our home in heaven. This boy, Jesus, that we're told in verse 15 that God out of Egypt calls his own son. This son, this boy, gives us the assurance that we have God's promise to call us out from our sojourn here on earth into the promised land of heaven there. Now, yes, we've seen another year now come almost to a close. But that also means an exciting new year is ahead for us. It brings us a year closer to that promise of going home being fulfilled. And in this coming year, we wait like Joseph. And we do like Joseph did. We do what we can to take care of our family, to take care of one another in our church family here. We wait, but we wait in hope and faith and trust in the safety of the Word of God, which promises us that we too will be called home to the promised land. But not yet. Not while God is still tempering us. And as He does so, we use the skills and the gifts and the talents that He's given us, like the carpenter, to practice and grow. Those are the things we grow in. God will use this next year to further temper us and make us even more useful to Him while we sojourn in this time and in this place. We learn today from Joseph. We learn from him to be patient and to be faithful to the promises God has given us through the Lamb of God, which is His Word, His living Word, His Son that He's called out of Egypt, our Lord Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation.